This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I'm going to play this important report that John Baum put together on Taiwan facing a Chinese offensive, a CHICOM offensive. When we come back, start your engines. I've mentioned a lot of this news, but I'm going to go into Ruth Bader Ginsburg not showing up after her cancer surgery. I'm going to get into the Young Turks caught in more incredible race baiting. I'm going to get into Alexandra Cortez and the craziness she's involved in. This poor little black girl killed by two black men. They pled guilty, and the media is trying to cover it up now. And it turns out the sheriff knew 3 days before, and basically it looks like, well, he knew and nothing was done. It's crazy. He kept saying it was a white guy. So we're going to break all that down on the other side, but here is the report. They've had everything from the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Texas Monthly. Piss down the backs of the American people and tell them that InfoWars had a horrible year. InfoWars had an amazing year of being directly over the target and predicting the launch of nationalism worldwide, the rebirth of populism, and that the globalists would try to kill the economy and that they would try to collapse our borders. We're proud to be here telling the truth. We're proud to be here standing firm for this nation. Now, because you'd think this would be top story on the New York Times, the Washington Post, I saw this morning, and I went, wow, let me type that into Google and Bing, and there was nothing being said. And I said, well, I don't just believe Zero Hedge. I said, not that they're bad, but Ronald Reagan said trust and verify. So I searched what they said, and guess what? It was in the People's Daily. It was in the official statements of the Communist Party of China. And in fact, I'd seen a lot of this in the last week. The dictator for life, Xi, saying he'll, hey, we already took over Hong Kong. We'll invade Taiwan, which we have a defense agreement with, and U.S. weapons, including high-tech anti-aircraft and anti-ship. And that was a whole story in and of itself, that he's threatening, not just to invade Taiwan, and meeting at the big communist bureau with live video feeds with them chanting, we're ready for war. There's almost no U.S. media coverage. And if there is, it's pro-Beijing. I mean, it's like this one story. I could do 10 hours. Emergency broadcast on air. Oh, my God. Look at their weapons. Look at what they're doing. In landmark speech, Xi threatens violence against Taiwan. And I didn't just believe this. I went and read it in the damn commie newspaper. Demands peaceful reunification. So he says, we're ready to invade Taiwan. We're ready to blast U.S. forces. We're ready to invade wherever we want. He even said we're going to take islands and physically hold them that in 2,000-year-old maps the Chinese never even laid claim to in the Philippines. Oh, I'm sure the Filipinos will roll over to that. I'm joking. Didn't go too well for the Japanese. So this guy is on his power trip. And let's go through this article. Him at the meetings, the videos. Show it to TV viewers because he's up there with all of them lined up in their weird black suits and everything. And you read these quotes by him, and he says, we've already taken Hong Kong. We're going to take Taiwan. We'll use forces if we need to. Our militaries are based there. If the U.S. tries to block us, and he lists these islands that are down in Vietnam and off the coast, we're talking like hundreds of yards off the coast of the Philippines, that we're going to start attacking U.S. ships. So here's the announcement. The dictator who heads up a communist dictatorship that's killed five times what Hitler did is threatening to preemptively invade Taiwan and attack the United States. And that's not the top story in the United States. It's 1,400,000,000 people. They've got thousands of nuclear weapons. They've got missiles that can hit us because Clinton gave it to them. The average American better start getting what's going on. They've been shooting at our ships. They've been attacking our submarines. And, man, in some cases, they're 800 miles away from China. And then he goes over and does a video newscast threatening to preemptively attack the U.S. I mean, this is like way past the Cuban Missile Crisis. This is insane. We'll be right back.
bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Well, all last week, the top news story in Texas, and one of the biggest stories in the United States, was that a vicious, knuckle-dragging white supremacist at 6:30 in the morning in Houston, Texas, last Sunday, pumped a bunch of rounds into a family car with a mother and her two daughters, shooting one of the poor little girls in the head who died basically on the spot. A tragedy any way you slice it. I don't care what color they are. I'll never forget 4 or 5 years ago, there was a black lady scared by checkpoints in D.C. that happened to have military at them for some drill, and she drove away from it. And an overzealous cop shot her. I think it was terrible. When I said that, and she was black, there was this overwhelming outpouring of appreciation from black folks on the email and phone calls. I mean, thousands of emails, hundreds of calls to the comment center, letters coming in saying, oh, we know you're good now. Thanks for standing up for her when she was black. And I said, because that was in the middle of the Trayvon Martin stuff and the Justice Department trying to foment a race war. We have the documents. And InfoWars criticized it. Congress gave standing ovation to the cop that executed the unarmed mother. She had a panic attack. It was wrong. The cop was badly trained. He should get in trouble. And people were like, well, she's black. Why do you care? I don't care if she's black or white or whoever the hell she is. I don't think like that. Like, oh, let's abort all the black kids, but not the white kids. That's the Southern Poverty Law Center. That's the Democratic Party. That's Planned Parenthood. That's their mission. Their real mission. Look up the history book. So, it's Sunday morning, and I get up again at about 5 in the morning, and I go to the computer, and I go to CNN. I check them a lot, too, to see what the enemy's doing. And it's just all this race baiting. All the Trump supporters are racist. They're all evil. They're all bad. They're going to get you. Every other story. And it says, new twist in murder of Texas girl, Jasmine Barnes. Now, you talk about trying to under the radar or something. It should have been shooters captured, confess. Because the local news said that. And I had to read and read, and they wouldn't say the name and wouldn't say when the arrest happened, because it happened over a day before. And so I typed in her name, and it was all national news, New York Times, Washington Post. Oh, new twist, might have been mistaken identity. Nothing about what color the guys are. You know, there's local news of the video and the tweets and the mugshots. And I went, oh, my goodness. Google's obviously blocking local news. I'm going to go to local TV stations. I typed in ABC Houston. Not even remembering it's ABC 13. Boom! Front page. Black guy. Boom! Him being led into the jail. Him being arraigned at the court. They didn't waste any time. Confessing. Saying he had an accomplice. They thought it was in another drug car that had screwed him over. Boom! Now, you know the sick feeling that is to know that I spent 20 or 30 minutes looking at the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, MSNBC, and it was all just kind of buried at the bottom. Oh, new twist. It all had the same headline. Different names of the articles, but it's all the talking points. What are we going to do? It's not a white guy. We'll just say new twist and hope it goes away. Demonstrations with thousands and thousands and thousands of people out saying white supremacists are killing us. We're all being murdered. There's whites killing us everywhere. And the new Black Panther Party leading it. And Sean King out there, who, looks like Red Butler from Gone with the Wind, doesn't look like a black guy to me. Sean King's out there stoking it all. It's just crazy. This guy's whiter than that other white lady that poses like she's black. What's her name again? Rachel Dolezal. So we got Red Butler over here, also known as Clark Gable, the actor, has been risen from the dead and is now down in Houston. He's probably whiter than Red Butler. And he's there. I'm not making a joke out of this. These people are sick. It turns out on Wednesday, he got the tip because he's the main leader down there orchestrating all this. And he doesn't go out and say, oh, I'm getting tips from people that were there that it was two black men in a car. He said that just sounded too implausible. So he tells the sheriff, and he and the sheriff don't say, oh, we've got new leads from witnesses that were there. No, they go out and keep putting out until Saturday, the day the guys are already busted. On Saturday, they are still saying, and the sheriff is still saying, we're looking for the white supremacist, and they're finding white guys that have been arrested for different things that look a little bit like the sketch, saying, is this him? Is this him? And it's in Sean King's Twitter. I was reading this morning. Here's this racist piece of garbage. We hear this guy who was just arrested for a DWI. We hear he's a racist piece of crap. Let us know what you know about him. So they're putting random white guys up on Twitter. When they got a lead, not even acted upon, and it turns out it was police, separately for a non-turn signal and driving erratically, that pulled the other guy over, and then he all freaked out and admitted it. As best we can tell, the sheriff's department was, the sheriff himself, not the police, was not even going to follow up, I guess. Because why not? Man, we got a media bonanza here. We got Sheriff Ed Gonzalez up there, man, talking about white supremacy and everything and getting those votes, boy, down in blue cesspool Houston. We got it going on, man. You got a mayor down there that wants to teach five-year-old boys to wear dresses and all. I mean, you got a cesspool down there. And then in comes this guy. And then they get the other guy. And they say, no, we did it. We thought it was another drug car. We filled it full of holes. And the story just disappears. But see, the story is, they knew damn well what was going on, in my view. The sheriff did, at least, when they didn't follow up on that. Because it didn't fit the narrative. Well, they could have kept that media bonanza nationally going months. It could be the new Trayvon Martin. Who killed Jasmine Barnes? He could be stars. Why, he could be the head of the Justice Department someday. Why, they could turn the whole state blue on this, saying murdering redneck Texans out there killing little black girls all for absolutely nothing. Even though statistically, blacks are 10 times more likely to kill whites. That's just an FBI statistic. You can pull it up. And I don't dislike black folks, but the fact is the media sold the idea that killing whites is a good thing to do. Hell, killing cops is a good thing to do. And if you're black, you're 10 times more likely to be killed by a black person. Oh, but the sheriff and Mr. Red Adair, they said it was too improbable. It was just unbelievable that it could be two black guys at 6:30 in the morning in a mainly black area shooting up a car. Oh, that never happened before. No. We found the unicorn. White devil senselessly killing a little black girl. We've got what we need because, you know, it does happen. You get some scumbag lunatic goes in a black church, kills nine people. It's the end of the world. All whites are guilty for it. Some lunatic walked in a grocery store, shot some black folks. We don't know exactly why, but it's wrong. There are some bad racist white people, but it's pretty rare in 2019 to have that going on. But you see, what a good way to start the new year. Right before the new year starts, you get to roll all this out, and now they just want to delete all their articles, and they're deleting all the old articles, calling it white supremacy and America braces for white killers and vigilantes. When we come back, I'm going to play a clip of it. The Young Turds deleted this video, but we got it, and it's posted an article by Paul Joseph Watson. And they're hoping you don't go to InfoWars.com or NewsWars.com and tweet this or Facebook it, because they just want to keep the lie going. Young Turds founder of the group named after the Armenian Genocide group. Young Turks delete multiple videos after claiming black shooter was white supremacist motivated by Trump. Well, guess what, you big old stinking turd? You thought you flushed the truth, but we put a snake down on it, and we plumbed that turd back up.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So, we got the sheriff given a tip by eyewitnesses. Oh, and of course, the tip came from one of the good little national leftists, Sean King. He got a tip. He gave it to the sheriff's department, but they thought it was just too improbable that two black men would shoot black people in a black neighborhood. That's never happened before, not once. Even though, again, you're 10 to 1 more likely to be shot by a black person if you're black than by anybody else. And the numbers in some cases are even higher. 20 to 1, 30 to 1, depending on areas like Chicago, where 95% of the people killed are black and 90+% doing it are black. I'm sad that's happening. But if you understand this, you understand everything. Why does the Southern Poverty Law Center, why does the ADL, why do the universities all obsess and Google on burying crime statistics? It's one of their main missions. It comes out in the news to hide black-on-white crime because it doesn't fit the narrative of whites are all guilty and whites are all the devil. So vote socialist and be a Democrat, and we'll wave a magic wand over you and say you're not racist. And it keeps blacks in the literal plantations of the neighborhoods where the Democrats ship the drugs in and run the society and pass the laws to give them longer prison sentences than whites that Trump just repealed with no credit. Because Trump understands we have to unify the nation and stop this setup. He's trying as hard as he can to expose this. Oh, the Southern Poverty Law Center says they fact-checked it. There's not more black-on-white crime. That's just not true. Well, just like AP said, there is no migrant caravan. We fact-checked it. It's incredible, ladies and gentlemen. Now, the unified crime statistics from the FBI show it's as high as 97%. And in some cities, it's as high as 97%. Chicago, the last time I saw, was 94%, but they fight hard to cover that up. And you see, you know when the shooter of a white person is a minority because you always don't have a description. Or in Europe, it'll be, oh, hundreds of German men raped women in Berlin and in Cologne. And then you see the videos, it's a bunch of Muslims. Germans raped women. No, Muslim invaders did. You know, they still have slave trade in the Middle East and many countries and in Africa. Not here. The West ended it. Christianity ended it. Fought hundreds of years of wars to try to end it. Finally, with a civil war here. But, oh, it's only white people. It's this whole cosmology. This is the new religion of the left. This is their whole system. And so they need to keep this going. And so every time a white person gets killed and racially motivated, it gets covered up. Or if it's just a robbery, it gets covered up. You never hear the description. And then it's very quiet if they ever bust them. But, boy, if you got a white doing something, we're going to push that because that fits the narrative to make everybody fight with each other. And it's not to advance black people this is being done. This is meant to make white people scared and racist. It's to make black people scared and racist, just like a prison. And we're all divided, and the globalists are the jail guards and the warren, the warden. This is divide and conquer stratagem, the great game, period. So here's Sink Uger, Lord of the Turds, Young Turds, named after a genocidal anti-Christian group that killed 1.5 million people. He denies the Armenian genocide happened, was totally public. Well, there's not Christians in Turkey. Here he is, just a few days ago, but now they've deleted all these videos. Here it is.
And so this is terrorism. And we don't know why he did it, but it's not related to anything else.
Anything. This is terrorism. He did it. There's a sketch of a white guy. It's over. He did it. You know, he has this Sean King on all the time. Maybe Mr. King could have told you about the other thing people saw. Oh, but we don't need to talk about that. Let's go back to the Lord of the Turds.
And so this is terrorism. And we don't know why he did it, but it's not related to anything else. It's just not involved in anything. It bothers me that I have to think about it and she has to think about it and we all have to think about, did she do something wrong? She didn't, right? Obviously it's relevant because if there was an earlier dispute, that would explain why it happened, right? But there is no earlier dispute. There's no dispute on the highway. There was no dispute before that. They don't know each other. And look, we don't know what's in the guy's head. He was wearing a red sweatshirt, not a red hat. Okay. But he fires into this random cars, with kids in it and he kills them. So was he politically motivated? Was he religiously motivated? Was he ethnically motivated? We have no idea. Or, hey, everybody's got a gun and it's so much fun to shoot them. Okay, and then, a 7-year-old died, whatever. I had fun shooting my gun. Or was he just mentally unbalanced? I don't know. Because everybody in the country's got a gun.
Hunting down Christians.
This is what happens when everybody has a gun. And
pause. That's right. You only want to have the Turkish government finishing up, you know, the conquest of Istanbul when it was Constantinople. You know, 1,000 years later or whatever, you got to go ahead and mop up the last Christians, right? So only you have the guns and we don't have them. We get it, old turdly. We get it, old turdly. Here he is.
Look, you know what we're all thinking. Why did he do it? No. And only one possible reason pops up, but it could be something else. But right now, the only thing that separates him and her is the race. And so, but maybe it's not that. Maybe it's something else. But whatever it is.
Hit pause again.
It's.
He just said this guy is guilty. This guy's guilty. Continue.
It's what I referred to earlier. Of all people, Chelsea Manning taught me this phrase recently, stochastic terrorism. It's when people are encouraged by leaders to do violent acts. The leader doesn't say, kill this specific person. Doesn't say, you should target Jasmine Barnes.
And pause again. You have Antifa breaking people's ribs, shooting people, attacking, going to their houses, saying, kill them. And Democrats are saying, do that. Then you're trying to blame Trump and conservatives for this little girl killed by two black guys. Just incredible. Continue. Notice he didn't retract this and apologize. They deleted this video. They're trying to send cease and desist orders to take it down. It's fair use, you big ugly pig. You monster. We'll shove this down your dirty throat, you un-American filth. Play more of it.
It just encourages you to hate a certain group of people. And then random, unbalanced people in the country pop up and do the violence on their behalf.
Pause again. He knows all about this because the Young Turks was the group of militia that killed 1.5 million Christians that was told and hyped up to do it. He's an expert on the type of terrorism he just told you about. What a pig. What a dirtbag. My Lord. And it just gets worse from here. We'll finish up when we come back. But this is disgusting, 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 disgusting. It's really unspeakable how he's just dripping with enjoyment, covering all these lies and spewing this garbage. I mean, what a lying sack of garbage. What a piece of filth. Why don't you go back to Turkey, okay? We don't want Young Turks here.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let
let life weigh you down? Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Much insane breaking news that my head's spinning, but we're going to hit it all here in just a few minutes, and I'm going to open the phones up in the next hour and take your calls. Israel's Netanyahu to make a dramatic announcement. They think he may be resigning. Outrage after French author says successful men are attracted to younger women. That's up on Infowars.com. The left silence on illegal immigrant who killed officer is deafening. Play Will Johnson's report coming up. That's up on InfoWars.com. Need to get that out. Remember, nobody else will if you don't do it. Globalist World Bank head resigns. Trump to nominate new president. That scares the hell out of the globalist. We've got so much we're going to be getting to. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is pretty much on her deathbed. All evidence points towards that. She first time ever did to show up for a vote after cancer surgery 2 weeks ago. And, of course, the big news I haven't hit yet, I'll hit at the start of the next hour before your calls. Hacker group releases 9/11 papers, says future leaks will burn down U.S. deep state. And they're having a government shutdown over in the U.K. over not getting out of Brexit. And the Yellow Vest have had other giant demonstrations all over Europe against the NWO. So we're on the march. The empire's on the run. I'm going to get more of that. And Trump to travel to southern border Thursday. A shutdown standoff intensifies. We'll be covering that right here live from Texas. But let's get back to what I was just playing. And I got so upset and so angry watching it the first time. And the second time I got even angrier because Cenk Uygur of the Young Turks knows exactly what he's doing. And he's up there when the left has their vigilante brown shirt mobs of the Young Turks, literally, is the model for even Hitler's genocide with the Young Turks, that Hitler even said that. And then you've got him named after a genocidal group. That he's exactly talking about claiming whites are running genocide against blacks, which isn't happening. He's talking about abortion in general, and that's from the globalist. And then he's up there saying, it's a white guy. We know he's a white guy. And then it turns out that the guest he had on knew that there was a credible report from eyewitnesses of black men in a truck. And to Sean King's credit, he at least passed it on to the sheriff, but didn't go out and say, I've talked to witnesses and they say it was black guys. He said it was too improbable because we all know blacks have never hurt any other black people. Just never happened. It's a conspiracy theory like there is no caravan. There was no caravan. It never reached San Diego. It never reached Tijuana. Trump's lying. I'm lying. Associated Press reports. They fact-checked it. The AP, magic wand. The sky is not blue. There is no caravan. White man killed the girl. So here is the dramatic, disgusting conclusion of the toxic young turd. Here it is.
People. And then random, unbalanced people in the country pop up and do the violence on their behalf. And that's called stochastic terrorism. And that's what this one looks like. But they're going to investigate. I hope to God they find the guy. Sean King does wonderful work in this area and has offered a $35,000 reward for whoever can name the individual, and then the police would apprehend him, obviously.
It's actually up to $50,000
now. I was going to say, I think it's up to $50,000.
Yeah.
You know, her mom was shot. One of her sisters was injured by glass, but also, like...
No, this is too powerful. I just thought of something else. Back it up, please. Oh, my God. I was busy this morning when I watched it, so I didn't watch it with full consciousness. Cenk Uygur and his guests are saying hashtag Jasmine Barnes with a $30,000 reward. By the time they were done, it was $100,000. We had all these big people giving hundreds of thousands of dollars, like Shaquille O'Neal, all this stuff, which is great. It's for the little girl's family. But he has on Sean King, who knew a couple days into this that there were witnesses that said it was black guys. Why didn't he just get the reward money and give it to Jasmine's family? Isn't that interesting? Got these big rewards up there, and he has Sean King on, a.k.a. Clark Gable, whitest black dude I ever saw. Here it is.
You know, her mom was shot. One of her sisters was injured by glass, but also, like, these are babies. Like, we're talking about, I think, a teenager in the front seats. One of the kids was six in the back, and I don't recall how old the other little girl was. But these children saw their sister's dead body.
Yeah.
They saw their sister. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that part, like, hasn't even, you know, like, we're talking about the physical damage, but for the rest of their life, they have...
Yeah, only a white monster could do this. Africans don't kill each other. Blacks don't kill each other. Only a white monster. It's horrible. What are we going to do about the white people? This is the same woman that just calls me all these names and calls me to be taken off the air. This is a monstrous group of authoritarian dirtbags. Can you imagine if Chink the Turd and this lady ran the country? Man, we'd be worse than Venezuela. Let's go back to these folks.
Well, David, but for the rest of their life, they have the image of a bullet hole in their sister's head. It's horrible. And we shouldn't. I'm glad we are, like, talking about, like, you know, even, like, keeping it in the forefront of our minds, like, that this could be racially motivated, that, you know, no one knows why this happened, not even that there's any possible logical reason. But, you know, people still are curious of a motive. But also, the gun laws in Texas are garbage. And I actually, there are parts, you know, I've lived in Texas for a while, and there are, like, parts of the state.
I bet you money that those guys had those guns illegally and had stolen them or something. But it doesn't matter. We have guns to protect ourselves. The highest crime rate in the country is Chicago, sweetheart, where they've taken all the guns. And there's more guns you can shake a stick at. So, but she's not even as bad as Lord of the Turds, though. Shinky. Because he just said, this is terrorism, this is a white terrorist, period. He was probably, you know, make America great again guy. Here it is.
Culturally, that I just love. They're just unbeatable. But the gun laws in Texas are garbage. Mm-hmm. And the gun culture in Texas is absolute trash. Like, people pushing for more guns on campus, people wanting, you know, open
airports,
carry laws everywhere. It's not okay. And this is, you know, this is what comes from that.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Not gangbangers out there shooting up a vehicle who are all messed up at 6:30 in the morning. But let's think about what she's really saying. If you study the Carpetbagger publication, Texas Monthly, and others, the left wants Texas blue. So they don't call us idiots and hayseeds and racist morons out of hand. They're like, oh, you're wonderful people. We really like you. We've ruined all our states, New York, California. We're going to come in there and take over your life now. But you got some garbage laws. So let us come down there and let us Armenian genocide you, basically. Just... hey, we took over Constantinople. Just give us the weapons and we're going to take care of you. No, we're not turning ours in. Just give us the weapons. Let us in. And we'll show you how we're superior. We'll take everything you've got. Matt Schenck took money from Gulf War dictators, millions. And Soros and the Democratic Party, he's got tens of millions of dollars himself, reportedly. And he sits up there as a big squat goblin, proud of his slaving ancestors from Turkey, taking over, putting the women on the ships, selling them, the men on galleys. And that's how he dominates you. That's how he teaches you. And Soros today, millions a year on Zodiac boats, brought in out of North Africa, to set up the same system there and to capture the West. And he's proud of who he is. And because we're weak, and because we don't stand up to this Soros-funded monster, his Nazi collaborator funder, Sink, who's weak and stupid, will rule you, period. Because you don't have the instinct to see a monster when it's looking you right in the eyes. His ancestors would throw your ass on a galley, and they'd shell your mama and your sisters off because you weren't a Muslim. Oh, and now he's a liberal. He's a sheep-dip Muslim. Give me a break. He's named after an Armenian genocide, and he's weak. But he wants to chain you up first and get your weapons, and then he'll have his way with you and your family. You big, fat, bloodthirsty dick. You are scum, and you know it, you filth. You big, fat, lying sack of crap.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's thebestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Three segments going after the Young Turks and all these people. We didn't get to the part where he has Sean King on there. Even after the tip, Texas Sheriff and Sean King pushed fake narrative in Jasmine Barnes' murder. Because they said, just blacks cannot kill other blacks. As he said, that, you know, it's so improbable that in a black neighborhood, lower income area, known for drugs in Houston, at 6:30 in the morning, somebody gets shot, and then you have witnesses saying, no, it's two black guys. And see, as long as they didn't get caught, the sheriff could still run around and be all over the news, virtue signaling about the evil white people. But Wednesday you get the tip. Let's not. But other police got to him and pulled one of the fellows over and ended up finding things that led them to have him admit that he'd been the driver with the shooter and that it was a mistaken identity of another drug dealer. And that's all in the local news, but you're not going to see any of that. Remember, it's on InfoWars.com. It's on NewsWars.com, and only you can go there. We're uploading the video that he doesn't want anybody to see. It's even longer than what you just saw of the Young Turks. We're going to put it in the article of Paul Watson. It's going to be on our servers. So the turds can't stop you from seeing them saying this is a white terrorist, this is probably a Trump supporter, this poor girl. But they never humanize the other black kids killed by blacks or Hispanics, for that matter. A lot of gang warfare between blacks and Hispanics on both sides is terrible. You never hear about the hundreds of thousands killed in Mexico, many of them children, women. No, or Chicago. It's all just, we have a white person, maybe did something wrong. Whites are all evil. Shout it from the rooftops. Bring in Al Sharpton 2.0, a.k.a. Red Adair, a.k.a. another. You know what? I want to challenge Sean King to do a DNA test. Remember Rachel Dolezal? She now has to admit she doesn't have one drop of black blood in her. This guy, put him back up on screen. I think I'm probably more black than he is. But notice everything's perfectly manicured, and the little mustache and all of it is this guy trying to look like he's a black guy. I think he's even like, you got green eyes, blue eyes over there? What is it about, is that Rachel Dolezal's son? I mean, he's a lot whiter than I am, too. And see, if he was albino, he'd have white hair and red eyes. So he didn't have like little rabbit eyes. Like an albino, white person or black person. No, he just, hell, I'm black then. I mean, you know, actually, I am more black than he is. Hell, they said Bill Clinton was the first black president. I guess that's because he did like the black ladies a little bit. But, you know, I've joked around enough about this. This is sick. And this thing's just unraveling so fast that the media is trying to delete it all and get it down as fast as they can. I mean, look at her. She's got perfectly straight hair, and then she tries to dreadlock it all out and then puts that big fake wig on top of her head. I guess that's a beehive. Get some honey out of there. I mean, she looks like a day-walking ginger to me. But see, if she can virtue signal in the new leftist religion, she can put some bronzer on. I mean, Trump puts bronzer on just because, you know, tan looks good, but... There she is, man. What a transformation. And all these fake racist mannerisms that are associated, I guess she thinks, with black people. She's got it down. You see videos over 10 years ago? None of that. But this is when the religion is white people are bad and blacks are God, but you actually aren't helping them. Well, the ultimate way to be the ultimate slave master is to be white and pose as if you're black, and then manage all the charities and the money that comes in. And it all goes to Sean King and Al Sharpton. We got a new Al Sharpton. You know, Al Sharpton looks like he's about half black. He looks like he's got some Native American in there. He's black. I mean, he kind of overdoes it with the ridiculous mullet and, you know, all the rest of the stuff to try to really, really act like he's black. But this guy is a joke, Sean King. And maybe I'm distracting my own self from all the huge, mega, massive news, but doesn't this make you sick? There should be a criminal investigation of the sheriff. Because at least Sean King made the report that they had witnesses that said it was two black men. But the sheriff went on and didn't say a word to anybody and didn't ever tweet it and kept tweeting till even after the first guy was busted Saturday. Kept saying it. Just needs to be investigated because I think there's reasonable suspicion here with the motive and what happened and the rest of it to want to keep this gravy train going of looking for that white devil. If these two black guys would have slipped off and hadn't gotten that tip, well, we'll be here in 3 years looking for the murderer, that white devil of Jasmine Barnes. We're going to find him someday. Hell, there could be tens of millions raised. Sheriff could be a big star looking for that white devil. And like Khalid Muhammad said that time from the new Black Panther Party, he said, we're going to kill the women, we're going to kill the children, all the white babies, all the white women. And they said, why do you want to kill the women, a little baby, a little beautiful blue-eyed babies? And he said, because every 9 months the white woman lays down on her back and military enforcements roll out. We kill the women, we kill the children, and we kill the babies. Because GD, we kill them all. I saw him on local news 20 years ago give that speech in Houston. When I was in a hotel room, just randomly turned the TV on. We kill the women, we kill the children. I said, GD, we kill them all. Because every 9 months a white woman lays down on her back and military enforcements roll out. And later I found another clip because he said it in a debate with, what was that guy's name? Gosh, you know, I said before, I got memory, my memory's going for stuff that's really old now. Anthony, famous filmmaker, did the Illuminati records. Interviewed the guy 50 times over the years. Anthony, it'll pop in my head in a minute. Show, I'll figure out the name by the next break. Anthony J. Hilder, there you go. Go to YouTube, it's probably been taken down because it was an old clip. Even when YouTube came around 10, 12 years ago, search engine Anthony Hilder debates. Anthony Hilder debates Khalid Muhammad was his name. And we'll play the video. But, I mean, this is standard stuff. Where this is what's taught, especially down in Houston. And out of this whole deal, there it is, Illuminati Records, 2017, Anthony J. Hilder. In 1967. And I guess they put it back out. Oh, you found the clip. We have audio?
Why kill the women? First, why kill the babies? They're just little innocent blue-eyed babies. Kill your babies. Kill them now. Why kill the women in South Africa? I said kill the women because the women are the military manufacturing center. And every 9 months they lay down on their backs and reinforcement rolls out from between their legs. So shut down the military manufacturing center by killing the white woman. Why kill the elder crackers? The old crepit crackers in South Africa. How in the hell you think they got old? They got old oppressing and killing black. People.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Killing black people in South Africa.
God, darling. Kill them all. Kill a faggot. Kill a lesbian. And after you kill them all, I said that day about Mandela to let you know what he really knows about me. Don't know a damn thing. I said, then you go to the... Pick them up. Kill them a goddamn...
Kill them again. So, never is this the crime of the left. This is what's taught. And they're up there like, using the portable girl's death to create racial division. These are sick, evil leftists. They're the real racists. They know what they're doing. We'll be right back. I'll get the number out, your calls, a ton of other news. Stay with us. Please spread the live links.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go.